what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Troopers and baby, you ain't worth the risk.
No, you ain't worth the risk.
Hey, and welcome. This is Lions and Tigers and Bears on CITR 1.9 FM Vancouver. And that was a band called Fake Problems. That's off of their split EP. They're both theirs. One of them's Spurs and Spokes, and one of them's Bull Greater Than Matador.
Wait, so why is it a split EP?
Well, it's two EPs on one album. That's why it's not like splitting with someone else. It's like splitting with yourself.
When you said split EP.
I'm sorry, Marielle. I let you down. And the definition of split EP everywhere. Coming up next, I'm going to be playing something off of George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld's greatest hits and worst failures. Yes, you didn't know it, but they got together a group of their friends and put together an album.
I did know that.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the listener. And This is by Wolf Blitzer, and it's Wolf Blitzer's Shock and Awe Disco Dance, which is my favorite song on it.
Everybody get
you
up and
now.
Disco dance to the Shock and Awe campaign.
Everybody get up and disco to the Shock and Awe campaign.
So there you see it. You just saw it. You just heard it. Approximately 5 to 8 minutes of an intense airstrike against targets in Baghdad. Remember, this is a city of 5 billion people. We can only imagine what terrifying state most of those people are presumably in right now as they see this huge, huge round of airstrikes going after selected targets in and around Baghdad. We have no idea the extent of the casualties, no idea the extent of the destruction. What we have seen on television, though, is indeed the first phase of A-Day, the campaign called Shock and Awe by the U.S. military. Watching all of this, listening, I think it's fair to say in the 30 years that I've been covering these kinds of stories, I've never seen anything like this of this kind of magnitude on live television, certainly not on live television, maybe not even on not live television. Shock and Awe campaign, shock of an intense airstrike, shock and Awe campaign. You just saw it, you just heard it. Huge. Shock and Awe. Huge round of airstrikes
making critical remarks of the Bush administration for engaging in this war, not going quite as far as Iraq's information minister went just hours ago. I wanted to share a little bit of that with you now. Just 9 hours after the strike, he said, quote, every centimeter of Iraq will be a living hell. He called U.S. President George Bush a disgrace and a criminal. And he said, quote, I think George Bush and the Prime Minister of Britain should be targeted by their own people. They are cowards. End of quote.
Shot an intense airstrike. Shot and awe. You just saw it. You just heard it. Shock and awe. Huge round of airstrike Baghdad.
That brings us to our quote of the day from another Bush administration official who today spoke on the campaign to wipe out terrorists worldwide, saying, we cannot allow ourselves to grow complacent. We cannot forget that the terrorists remain determined to kill as many Americans as possible. And they are still seeking weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons to use against us. Vice President Dick Cheney.
We don't need this war. There is no need for this war. Absolutely.
Thank you.
The Winx, that is Snakes Revisited off of their new album Birthday Party. You may have heard that song before, although a different version on their previous album Slippers and Parasols, both very good albums, and they both have that sort of distinctive Winxy sound, which is just really, really weird. I've got, or before that was Bracken off of their Heathens EP, and that was the title track. And before that was George W. Bush and Donald Rumsfeld, Wolf Blitzer's Shock and Awe Disco Dance. I'm not even joking. Someone else might be lying about this, but I'm totally serious. What am I going to put on next? I was planning on putting on a band from Sweden. Another Swedish hit. Man, there's so many bands coming out of Sweden these days. They treat their musicians right over there. We should take notes or something. But this is Quit Your Day Job, and this song is called Look a Dollar. I might play more than one track off of this album because they're pretty short.
Look, a dollar. Look, a dollar.
Now.
dollar. Video, pop, pop in a video, chop, chop, lot of video, pop, pop in a video, chop, chop, lot of video.
That is This Month in Black History off of their album It Takes a Nation of Assholes to Hold Us Back. And if that's right, Chris, you can find it here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Up before that was Quit Your Day Job, two songs off of their album Open Up Coconut Vlado Video, and Look, a Dollar, which I quite enjoyed. I'm going to put on a little song by... I think I'm going to put a song on by the Yoko Cassionos next. They're apparently playing a lot of shows on campus in the next little while. So if you are a fan, then you might want to check them out. They're doing covers and others, and probably their own stuff. But, this is off of their album These Are the New Old Times, and this song is called The Stars on 11. It's a little bit poppier than what I've been playing earlier today.
It's something that you play when you're in a low mood or something, and the hardships that you have had through life. It's just a mood that you are in. Blues is something that you have to play coming from your heart. And blues have been going on for the centuries and centuries. The blues was written in years and centuries ago, and they will always last. Say, for instance, you'd be lonely, and your girlfriend or your wife, you'd be in a melancholy mood or something. Well, you just want to hear some blues. Then you just go in and relax your nerves. Blues is something that relaxes your nerves.
Got the blues? Need your nerves relaxed? Well, then tune in to Code Blue every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. for all kinds of blues, and all definitely from the heart. That's every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Code Blue.
Are you the second man? He has been prosperous, making lots of money. Well, I mean, when his money's all gone, what else is left but the blues?
Yes, Code Blue is available on CITR 101.9 FM. I don't even know why I played that Yoko Kassiono song. I remember enjoying it but I don't remember enjoying it 5 minutes ago. Maybe I just have to be in the right sort of mood for it. I hope you were in the right sort of mood for it, because I saw some merit in that song on a different time, not today, where I'm feeling to be in a different mood. But to make it up to you, I will play a song that I know I enjoy and will always enjoy, and it's off of the Decemberists album, the new album, The Crane Wife. I gave this album to my mom for Christmas, and she told me she liked it. So hey, if you got any birthdays coming up, maybe your mom would like a copy of the Decemberists' Crane Wife. Who knows? My mom listens to the CBC a lot. Maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. She doesn't listen to this show very often. She says she has once, but I don't know if I believe her. I hope she's not listening right now. This is the Decemberists. This is Sons and Daughters.
When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls, aluminum. We'll fill our mouths with cinema now. These currents pull us across the border. Steady your boats, arms to shoulder, till tides all fall, our hull aground, making this call, harbor now home. Take up your arms, sons and daughters, we will arise from the bunker. By dirigible, we'll leave our tracks untraceable now.
gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
Thank you. It's not like you to call when the skies are blue. And it's not much like you to call at all. But some heavy rains bring a call or two to complain no one ever calls.
The awkward stage off of Heaven is for Easy Girls, and that song is called I Love You, Hipster Darling. And I played that song not just because I like it, but also because that band will be playing a show soon And it's concert time. Time for me to tell you what concerts are coming up. So on the 11th, 3 Inches of Blood will be playing at Richards on Richards. And that is a pretty good show. Those guys just rock. They will rock your face off, and then they'll rock it back on, and then rock it off again. They rock so hard. They're pretty good. The Awkward Stage will be playing with Mohawk Lodge, Romance, and The Choir Practice. That is a whole bunch of Shindig finalists opening for The Awkward Stage at the Railway Club on the 12th. Snoop Doggy Dogg will be playing with Ice Cube at the P&E Coliseum on the 13th. Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeletons will be playing at the Commodore on the 18th. Stephen Malcolmus and the Jicks will be playing at Richards on the 18th. Ghost House will be playing at the Media Club on the 18th. Catlow will be playing with Amy Honey at the Railway Club on the 18th. So you got a lot of choices to make if you want to be around on the 18th. The Buttless Chaps will be playing 2 shows at the Railway Club, the 19th and 20th. Subtle will be playing with Pigeon John at Richards on Richards on the 24th. Polyzix will be playing with Fun 100 and My Gay Husband at the Plaza on the 26th. And if you're a Fun 100 fan, you might want to come out to that. That's one of their last shows. The Paper Cranes will be playing at Limerick Junction on the 26th. The Roots will be playing on the 1st and 2nd at the Commodore Ballroom. Jeff Burner will be playing at the Anza Club on the 2nd. Where are we at? Okay, Deerhoof will be playing with Black Black, and Hot Loins will be opening on the 2nd at Richards on Richards. Let's see, Fun 100, I think this is Fun 100's last show, but I'm not confident. They might add another one, but I think this is going to be Fun 100's last show. We'll be playing with the Bad Amps, the Doers, Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome at the Mount Pleasant Community Center, and it's an all-ages show, so anyone can go. Unless, you know, anyone, even you. Of Montreal will be playing on the 7th at Richards on Richards. The Juan McClain claims that he will be playing at Celebrities on the 9th, but considering he has not been able to get across the border for the last 3 shows that he's scheduled in Vancouver, I don't know how confident you should be about going to that. I would save my time and just not even bother buying a ticket. And then buy one at the door if he's actually there. Camera Obscura will be playing on the 13th at Richards on Richards. Nico Case will be playing on the 13th with Eric Bachman at the Commodore. And that is all. There's more, but you can do your own research. I'm not going any further into the future for you. Coming up next is a song by Subtle off of their new album For Hero For Fool. Subtle, of course, will be playing with Pigeon John on the 24th at Richards on Richards. So check it out. This is probably the most successful album Subtle has ever made. And this is called The Mercury Craze.
thumb, tipping a roll, they bring a rescue plane close overhead, and at night, feel for the moon, making moves, forcing for me, I'm mastered, invisible, quarter mile of ocean, and by day on your back, watching birds appear and dissolve, in mid-market, unfocused, and nowhere to run out of sight, still in the star, and role they played in what's our early evolution. Sprawled out below them fast, forgetting 10th grade physics, floating on a few hill trees, tied close together, high above you in a Hollywood set style, heaven beyond two floors of sky, another father in the most outer space, hang away.
Darwin's bones.
Blue Esperanza.
That was a Trilobite off of their self-titled album, which is probably their only album. They are straight. That's their self-released. They don't even have a label, so you might have some trouble finding that if you're looking for it. But it's pretty good. It's pretty, and I like their stuff. That song's called "Let's Hope for Esperanza," which I can only assume is a reference to the language. We're coming up to the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned for those other shows that are coming up after me. Alternative Radio with David Barsamian. I'm not entirely sure who he's got lined up for today, but he usually has some fairly interesting guests. Chris Arific will be coming on with Parts Unknown at 1. And then Let's Get Baked, and on into the evening, where the jazz show happens, and there's other stuff going on. This is the last song I'm going to play. I've been kind of out of it today, if you hadn't noticed already. But this song is by TV on the Radio, and it is I Was a Lover. It's off of Return to Cookie Mountain.
You're my
And this has been Lions, Tigers, and Bears on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I hope that you enjoyed the show. And now we will have a little show called Alternative Radio coming up. Right about now.
Now, at the time, of course, that coup seemed like a complete success at relatively low cost.